Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 24, we were taught that those in authority over us in this world are ordained of God, and we are to obey them, unless they tell us to do something that is contrary to God's word.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
But the Bible said to obey those that had the authority over you. We find out also that their churches seem to be more pure than the Western church. It had the freedom to worship the Lord. Don't be surprised if you lose that one day, because we have abused it in this land. But not only do you obey authority in government, you obey authority in the home. We find in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Well, children, you're to obey your parents. Children are not wards of the state. It does not take a village to raise a child. It takes a mom and dad. That was the way God designed it. That's the way God wants it to remain. But he wants them to be good, godly mother and fathers, and he wants those children to obey. He wants parents that will use the belt in love. Now, if you just take and you don't spank your child until you get extremely mad and upset with them, then you're doing wrong. You got to be able to spank that child when you're all right, when you're not mad, when you're not angry. You know what? If you teach your child that you only mean it when you turn red in the face and you start yelling and screaming, then they learn that they don't have to obey the first two times you say don't. It's not till that third time that you get red in the face and realize, okay, I got to obey. If you want your children to learn to obey the first time, make the pain of the punishment greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. When they know something's wrong, you say stop, they don't. That's the time to spank. You're not upset, you're not mad. You're spanking them in love, and you're explaining it to them, and you're trying to help them to go in the direction they should go. Spank them in love. Then in verses 5 and 6 of the same chapter of Ephesians, we read this. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Now, when we get to this point, you think about it. Here's a servant, which would be the same as employed today, maybe a student in school, and he is to obey, again, with fear, trembling, singleness of heart, as unto Christ, as if you were obeying Christ. He's doing this because he loves Christ, and this is what God has commanded. And so, this is having a heart after God's own heart. This is a man that is after God's own heart, that loves his mother and father, that is obedient to those that have the rule over them, and is obedient to their government. Think of the businessman that is a multi-millionaire, worth millions upon millions of dollars. He commands hundreds of people from his seat, and he has great power and authority. But he drives off his business lot onto the highway, and a man making about $25,000 or $30,000 a year sitting in a police car pulls him over and says, "Sir, you're going too fast." He says, "Young man, do you know who I am? I have the power to do that, and so forth. And here I am, I've got college degrees, I've got all of this, I've got that, and what do you have? And he says, I have a badge and a ticket book. I'm writing you a ticket. Oh, you're not as smart as I am. I'm just dumb enough to write you a ticket. And he writes him a ticket. You see, when he's on, once he turned onto the highway, he was under the authority of that man. Once he's under the authority of that man, doesn't matter how much money he makes. Doesn't matter at all. Once he left his property, now he's under the authority of another. Now, if that man's a Christian, he's a multimillionaire and he's a Christian, how he honors that guy that pulled him over for doing 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. Okay, now he is supposed to treat him with dignity. Yes, sir, I deserve the ticket, and I'm sorry that was above the speed limit, and I'll try not to let that happen again. Okay? But he may even say, look, I'm a Christian, I'm really ashamed of this, and, boy, listen, forgive me, and let me tell you what my Lord did for me, and have a witness to that police officer. So, again, understand that many times that we just have to realize that in whatever we're doing, we have authority over us, we're to honor them, treat them with dignity, even if we disagree with the way they do things, and we can rightly disagree with the policy, we can rightly disagree with how a matter is carried out, but ultimately they're in authority and they still deserve our respect and handling their position with respect. But then we see another area. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now again, them that have the rule over you, and then he specifically points out, they have spoken unto you the word of God. So this is now talking about the pastors. They're teaching you the word. He says, you follow them. Consider the end of their conversation, their manner of life, because they're going to be held accountable. And if you're one of those, because a preacher stood up there and said, look, CCM is sin in the church. Now, it really is. But a lot of people get mad when a preacher says that. That'd get a lot more madder than when we say that gossip is sin in the church, or we say that alcohol, social drinking is sin in the church. When you say CCM, boy, their feathers are ruffled and they're ready to fight. And they might make a preacher afraid to speak up and say anything. And so, what this is saying is that, no, you respect them. The position they have. Romans 13:17, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. They must give an account. They may do it with joy, not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So, evidently, even at the judgment seat, they have a responsibility before God in giving an account of you. Now, you say, but preacher, again, let's think about what you're saying here. Let's think about all of this. What about these evil leaders? What are people that are really evil? But don't remember, again, Nebuchadnezzar. He was an evil leader. But Daniel found favor in his sight by being a good man and honoring him as the king. But let's look at some more scriptures. In Acts chapter 23, verses 1 through 5, we read this. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, men, brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Then said Saul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou whited wall. For sittest thou to judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law? They that stood by said, revilest thou God's high priest? Then said Paul, I wish not, brethren, that he was the high priest. For it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people. Now, it was actually contrary to the law for him to have Paul smitten, but he was still the ruler of the people. And he was not asking Paul to do something that was against the will of God. What he did was against the will of God, but he wasn't asking Paul to do something against the will of God. And so, Paul immediately speaks up and says, hey, I was wrong. Because the Bible's clear, don't speak evil of the ruler of thy people. again, you can see that he's doing wrong. And you can voice your opinion against the wrong. You can voice your opinion against the high taxes. You can voice your opinion against the immoral things that are allowed, whether it's gay marriage. You can voice your opinion against whatever may be going on out there. But my friend, you don't say that big stupid idiot, that big dummy. No, you don't go to that area. And you don't make false accusations. You treat that position with respect. Because the leaders that are there, remember, again, back in Romans 13, there's no power but of God, for the powers that be are ordained of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a rock undaunted in the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall. Plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Is truth by none ever was refuted, and destroyed it they never can. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. My inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. Plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.